Hello, it's the 3rd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Auditors involved in an investigation at the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioners have discovered historic financial irregularities dating back to 2020 and 2021. A report submitted to the Joint Audit Committee outlined fraud to the tune of almost a quarter of £1 million. Festus Akinbusoy, the current Police and Crime Commissioner, described in a tweet how a review of the office was conducted 6 months after he took office. He said the focus was on the procedures governing the distribution of public funds and that four individuals were currently being scrutinised. He concluded that he takes his responsibility seriously when it comes to the use of public funds. Ferran Khan will spend 8 years in prison for manslaughter in the death of 57-year-old Kempston resident Michael Havill. The 39-year-old struck Havill 3 times at a convenience store following an altercation. Mr. Havill was found dead at his home the following day. The passing of Stephen Moon, the Conservative councillor for Great Barford, was announced last Friday to the shock of his peers and constituents. Tributes poured in for the 77-year-old, who had cross-party respect. He served Bedford Borough through multiple roles since 2011. Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson, in a tweet, said, "The council will miss his thoughtful and informed contributions. My thoughts are with his family, friends and colleagues." The oldest LGBT plus bar in the country, Barleymow, reopened over the weekend after its closure last November. The remodelled venue, established in 1939, resumed business last Saturday. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.